every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard live from New York. It is Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network along with Dominic Jimenez. A Thursday into a football Friday. We will be on the air on a football Friday and we roll into the first full week of college football. But the National Football League is king sport, and the trade just a short time ago of Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers is going to command, and rightfully so, the headlines. But we'll get Giovanna Scroggins, who, I mean, nice get, right? We got a gal in Dallas-Fort Worth who does an outstanding job. She has a show on the network, and she certainly will have her opinion, and we will bandy that about at 40 past the hour. But Scott Chase is going to come in here, and I love it. You know, I thought, we got to change the order. No, we don't. We're going to talk some Led Zeppelin, so it's going to be great. And you're going to hear some interesting backstories from the 60s and 70s. So we will kick it off again with Scott Shea. We look forward to it. It's got a radio show on Sirius XM based right here in New York, but he is a Bay Area guy, Sirius XM based here in New York, but he's a Bay Area guy. And he's a frequent contributor to this network and this program, and we enjoy having him. I've heard him, Rick Tittle, a dozen times. He's really, really solid. So we look forward to that. Keep an eye on baseball. Red Sox completed a sweep on Thursday afternoon, 3-2 over the Orioles. So they sweep the birds. They clip their wings. But the bird they want to get right in front of them is the Toronto Blue Jays. The Red Sox are chipping away. The Yankees finding a soft spot in their late August, September schedule. They beat up on, let's see, who'd they beat up on? My memory serves not well right now, but the Chicago White Sox are next up for the Yankees on Friday. So that's where we'll get started with the baseball stuff in the American League. And we have afternoon baseball, Cubs, Giants, whole bunch of things maybe to keep an eye on if it goes final before we head to the top of the hour and hand it off through the overnight. So we look forward to that. Dominic Jimenez with us. Who did the Yankees beat up on? I'll come back with that information. Come on now. Right here on Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, They provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
For so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know.
So Sports Overnight America, live in the Big Apple, New York City. Marty Terrell here on a Thursday into Friday. A little dazed and confused. How about that? Great job, Darren Peck and Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work there. A beautiful, timely, and apropos segue into Scott G. Shea. He's been on the program several times, the network, a bundle, longtime radio producer, seized the day, Gus Lloyd on Sirius XM. And again, he's got a half dozen audio documentaries that have aired nationally. Scott, Marty Terrell, thank you. I'm live in New York, and it's a very apropos locale to engage you in this conversation. How are you, Scott?
Great, Marty. I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me back on.
Well, I love having you on. You heard the Dazed and Confused. We're going back to Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page. Jake Holmes, who I did not know, so not even the backstory, just Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, and let's start with Jake Holmes. And ironically, there's a tie to Greenwich Village and, of course, the Village Theater right here in New York City. Let's hear. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, you know, as you say, we played Dazed and Confused. He is the writer of that song, or at least as Led Zeppelin likes to call him, the inspiration for that song. He had actually written that, not the same words, but the melody, that distinctive descending bass line that is really kind of the blueprint of the song and draws people in. He had written that back in 1967. It appeared on his debut album, and the Yardbirds, featuring Jimmy Page at the time, who was their lead guitarist, they were the big draw at the Village Theater back on August 25th, 1967. And Jake Holmes was one of the opening acts. So Jim McCarty, who was the drummer for the Yardbirds, went and caught the show, and he heard that song, and he really liked it. So the next day, went to a local record store there in Greenwich Village and picked up a copy of the album, played it for the guys, and Jimmy really liked it. So, you know, they eventually made a live arrangement for it and learned the song, and would sing Jake's version as the Yardbirds live, you know, until they broke up the following summer, early summer. And then Jimmy brought that with him to Led Zeppelin. They rewrote the lyrics, but they never gave poor old Jake the proper credit.
Yeah, and I don't know that this would happen today, but so So basically, I don't want to use the word stole, but I'm going to say it. He stole Jake Holmes' song, made it a hit with the Yardbirds, or did he make it? Because I believe it was the centerpiece of Led Zeppelin's first album, which blew up, right, in a positive way. Do I have that right or no?
We have both. I mean, it wasn't a hit with the Yardbirds, but they did play it live many, many times. But they did Jake Holmes' version with Jake's lyrics. When they got to Led Zeppelin, he reconfigured he changed up the lyrics completely. And in my opinion, made them absolutely better and made the song better. I mean, you bring in John Bonham and John Paul Jones on the rhythm section, and then a guy like Robert Plant belting it out, and of course Jimmy's fantastic guitar work, and they just made it a completely different song, but it still had all the earmarks of Jake's original, and he should have been credited. And it's not anything new. It's not like Jimmy Page was the first guy ever to take somebody else's song and change it into something different. But usually you gave credit, and Jimmy, he hid for a long time on that, and that wasn't the only song. He did that with a lot of songs. He did that with Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. He did that with Stairway to Heaven, Whole Lot of Love. They're forms of other songs, and he was always really bad on, and I don't know why, because it's not like he brought a lot to those songs for Led Zeppelin and transformed them and lifted them and made them iconic, but had he just given proper credit, I don't think he would get this reputation that he kind of inherited as a song stealer.
We're with Scott G. Shea again. He is a very renowned music historian and, of course, author. Has the book All the Leaves Are Brown, How the Mamas and Papas Came Together and Broke Apart. Here's where I want to go with you, though. Did Holmes ever get his financial due from Led Zeppelin? This is the first of two kind of crazy scenarios. Not crazy, but interesting scenarios. So let me frame it this way. Did Holmes ever get enriched financially from Dazed and Confused or no?
Yeah, he did many, many years later. When he first found out about it, he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. It was the early 70s. He was a Greenwich Village folk singer, kind of hippie guy, like, whatever. But then, about 10 million album sales later, he's like, maybe I should try to get some remuneration out of this. And in the early 80s, not long after the band Led Zeppelin had broken up, he reached out to them or their management or representation and about credit and money owed, and he never heard back from them. But finally, in 2010, he took them to court, and they did eventually settle out of court, the terms of which had never been released. But going forward, the whenever the song was reissued, it would be written by Jimmy Page, inspired by Jake Holmes. Some kind of garbage like that. But I guess
all right, here,
satisfy him,
Exactly. Again, Scott Shea with it. Here's the other thing. In New York, I'm a big theater buff. Broadway show. In fact, I'm going to go see Oh Mary tonight, the life and times of Mary Lincoln and, of course, Abe Lincoln. And it's a massive Broadway hit right now, and the ticket prices are just cuckoo. But here's where I want to go with you. One of my all-time favorites on Broadway, saw four times, was Jersey Boys, Bob Gaudio, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And Jake Holmes had his fingerprints all over Bob Gaudio and the Four Seasons and Frankie Valli. Go ahead. Let's hear that part of the story.
Around that same time when Jimmy Page was and the Yardbirds were transfixed by Jake, so was Bob Gaudio. He was, he lived in Montclair, New Jersey, and he would venture out. He was much younger than all the other Four Seasons, and he would venture out to Greenwich Village to the bitter end, and he would catch these shows by Jake, and he really, really liked him in a song he did called Genuine Imitation Life, and then he invited him to write a record with him. It was that period after Sgt. Pepper was released by the Beatles, and every major act was trying to do their own version of Sgt. Pepper, and the Four Seasons were among them. They put out, so with Jake, he wrote this album. They called it the Genuine Imitation Life Gazette, and it was a real, kind of trippy, psychedelic, not too much album that was kind of a social commentary. A real deviation from what they had been doing, but still has all the hallmarks of their harmony and everything, and their sound. And he put it together. And Jake, spent 6 months writing the songs in his mansion in Montclair, and It came out, didn't do too well, but you know, because you know, the Four Seasons were kind of out of fashion at that point. But it has since gone on to become like a cult classic. It's really a great album. I recommend anybody check it out. It's called The Genuine Imitation Life Gazette, real time period piece. It puts you right back in 1969.
Our man, our noted music historian, author Scott G. Shea, with us from the Bay Area. Let me ask, and by the way, Holmes is a San Francisco born, still alive today. But wait, there's a third chapter to this, Scott. Holmes goes on to, speaking of Sergeant Pepper, he does the jingle for Be a Pepper for Dr. Pepper, the beverage. I'm sure he lined his pockets and stuffed his bank account well with that. And then Be All That You Can Be for the United States Army. I mean, this guy was unbelievable, is unbelievable. Yeah. Go ahead on the radio jingles. I want to hear.
Well, he also wrote Raise Your Hand If You're Sure. So, I mean, the guy, you know, he wanted to be, I read an interview with him where he said, you know, when he went into folk music, he wanted to be the Cole Porter of folk music, but that didn't really work out. But he sure became like the Cole Porter of jingles, because he went to work for this company called Hep Productions right there in New York, and, you know, just started writing jingles in the 70s, early to mid 70s. And through the 80s, and I can't imagine, I mean, I'm sure whatever money he didn't make for a long time with Dazed and Confused was kind of augmented by those. I mean, we're talking like, it's like iconic jingles. I think the Army's still using Be All That You Can Be, you know? So, the guy just had it, you know, and it's a very small community of jingle writers. It's almost like the people who design cars, you know, it's like a super small community of people that do that. And, just very competitive. The guys that were in the group, The Circle, that wrote the Turn Down Day and a couple other hits, you know, they also went into the jingle writing, business, and they were in competition with Jake Holmes. So they were always trying to one up each other.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing an episode with Casey Kasem on American Top 40 or Cousin Brucey Morrow on the old WABC in New York. I mean, this is just fantastic. I could talk to you forever. We only got a minute left. Does a guy like Holmes make money to this day on royalties from those commercials? Does he still get compensated, I wonder, or do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer, but I would imagine so. I guess if he had a good business manager or agent, lawyer, he did. Because, you know, like I said, the Army one's still being used, but I'm sure he made a ton of money. And, you know, I think the settlement with Led Zeppelin's kind of helped him out. I don't think we need to mourn for Jake Holmes's finances.
Yeah. What's he doing now? He's born in San Francisco. Do you know where he is? We only got 30 seconds left here. So tell me, do you know where Jake Holmes is these days?
I think he's still in the New York area. He's getting up there. I think he's born in 1939, so he's probably, I would imagine he's probably retired. But he's still with us.
Well, I'm going to rip off Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons and say, my ears adore you. Thank you very much for coming on, Scotty. Let's do this more, okay, my friend?
Thanks, Marty.
All right, you got it. A little Dazed and Confused. That wasn't Scott Shea. That was me. Washington Nationals were the ones beaten up by the Yankees. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America. Live in New York, I'm Marty Tura.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast and Sports Overnight America. You can check us out at sportsovernightamerica.com. All right, let's get to the baseball. Red Sox 3-2 over the Orioles on Thursday afternoon. And now listen, Boston's, I mean, they're just playing really well right now. They're just playing really well. And, you know, they trot out the ace today, and he gets a no decision. So, I figure here comes win number 15 for Crochet, but not the case. Went six innings. It wasn't horrible. I mean, it was a 2-2 game, and then Hicks came out of the pen and got the benefit of the game-winning hit, putting Red Sox up 3-2. Whitlock and then Matz came in and got the save. So, Boston inching ever so closer. All of a sudden, this American League East has gotten really interesting. Now, the Yankees will undoubtedly fatten up in Chicago starting on Friday night against the White Sox. I mean, the White Sox are not good. We know this. But then they toughens up a little with Houston on the road. So, and Boston comes home and should – now, I don't know if they're going to see Paul Skeens. It'll be interesting to see. But then Cleveland comes in, and Cleveland has obviously waved the white flag as well. So, you know, we've got some real – this is a huge Labor Day weekend, and this is the third checkpoint, right? I mean, you get Memorial Day, you get the All-Star break, then you get Labor Day, and you're set down for the final, you know, basically I'll say the month, because it is the month. It'll take you right to the end of September. So we are going to have, obviously – the confluence of football, both college and pro, and baseball. And, you know, I don't know if I, you know, I'm not going to make it about me, but I don't know how people feel. But I'm bummed out because I like the start of football, but obviously baseball, for the most part, just gets, it's like a tsunami of, you know, Dom, you know what, jump on. You're a good example. I mean, you're probably playing in three or four fantasy leagues. I'm not saying you don't pay attention to baseball because you're in the sports broadcasting network business. But I don't know, does your attention on a percentage of 100% being all your attention on football, what portion do you pay attention to football as opposed to baseball? And if you want to break it up with pro, college, and then baseball, you can carve it into a three-piece pie. But for me, it's about 50-50. I'm not kidding you. I love the baseball races. I just do. How about you real quick?
Part of my problem with baseball is my team, admittedly, they've won now five games in a row, but for a large portion of the season have been unwatchable, which despite my two fantasy baseball leagues, makes it kind of hard to be completely invested in it. This is how I got into the WNBA. I'm far more invested in the WNBA than MLB. It was because a couple years ago, the Giants were just awful, and I needed some kind of sports to keep my attention. So I'll say, now that I'm starting to do my drafts, maybe 60% football, 25% WNBA, and 15 baseball. I think that's 100.
I think that's fair too, because yeah, if your rooting interest, if your team is playing out the string, then to me you get a get out of jail card, or you get a free pass to the you get a hall pass because your team's out of it. I get that. But I can't even go 50-50 because you brought me in an excellent point. I'm into the WNBA big time. I'm into it, and people think you're cuckoo. I talk to people sometimes in the WNBA, you really follow it? I said, yeah, I follow it. It's on TV. I go looking for it. Ion TV, there's obviously a Hulu connection, a streaming package, which I admittedly have not paid for. But listen, back in Iowa, the local ABC affiliate, WOI Ames Des Moines, they're obviously an ABC affiliate, so they get the ABC game. But they'll take the local feed out of Indianapolis, and because most of the WNBA franchises have a local TV station, will carry not all their games, but a lot of their games or a portion of their game. And I'm telling you, I've seen more Indiana Fever than, dare I say, the Celtics? Maybe not, but it's closer. I mean, seriously, it's closer. You got the NBA league pass, but, the team goes out west. I don't watch because it's so darn late at night, an East Coast team playing out there. So I probably get the score from Sports Overnight America or first thing in the morning here on Byline or something. So that's where I go with that. So I would break it down. I'm going to go 50% NFL. I'm going to go, like you, probably 25-30% the remaining on WNBA. So I stack baseball ahead of the WNBA. But it's a moving target, too, because if Indiana and Caitlin Clark are making noise and she's healthy and they make a run, then I get, I get excited. I've gone to, I want to say, 3 live WNBA games at Brock. Brock is into it. But, Dom, how many have you been to now? 3, 4?
And your local team? 6 games this year.
You've been to 6. Now, will you go to more? And is post? They're going to be in the playoffs, are they not, or no?
That's to be determined. Right now, they are the 7th seed, tied with Seattle, who have played 2 more games, 1 more win, 1 more loss. But they're only a game and a half up on LA, who are out of the playoffs. So they have positioning, but they're definitely far from guaranteed in. They still have, I think, 6 or 7 games left.
So, I mean, they're in the driver's seat right now, though. So, the old, control your destiny. Yeah, sometimes you need help. You need the team that's pursuing you that you're ahead of, obviously, to get picked off. But if that's not the case, well, there again, you got a little bit of a race. I can tell you this. It's not like I have any sources. I think everybody is in full receipt of the fact that, listen, the WNBA, some of these teams right now are obviously being pursued. This is what happens when you get successful. The WNBA, you know what their biggest calling card right now is there are some huge, huge business conglomerates or very rich individuals that for no other reason than the following. They have the money. They don't want to hold on to the money. They want to make their money, make them money. So WNBA teams right now are being targeted by Wall Street and the big money people. They are. And can you imagine? I mean, don't forget, Portland, Oregon's coming back into the league. The Fire imploded. They self-sabotaged. It was weird how they went about it, and yet they're coming back. The league is going across the border into Canada, Toronto, Philadelphia. We're hearing Cleveland. Dom, feel free to chime in at any moment. But this is rapidly not going to be a one-on-one with the NBA. But I'm telling you right now, there's going to be 20 to 24 franchises before you can bat an eye. And I'm saying within a 3 to 5 year window, I think this league is just going to blow up. and they're making money. I mean, they're catching up on losses, put it that way. But it's just a matter of time. That's my opinion. Now, some people say, well, this thing's going to implode eventually. And, you know, the Caitlin Clark. No, there's always going to be some great talent that comes down the pike. It's just going to happen. It just is. The league is just too good. These are really good athletes. And the way they're presenting it and the markets that they're in, they have caught people's attention. And I'm stunned that they've done as well as they have. I really am. I'm amazed, quite frankly. All right, speaking of women, Giovanna Scroggins is warming up in the bullpen. She's going to come in live from Dallas as Micah Parsons is going from one fabled NFL franchise to one of the all-time great NFL franchises, and that's the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster trade. And it's just coming down the pike. It has come down. The comparisons to the Herschel Walker trade in 1989, I think, is a big-time reach. A big-time reach. We are presented by Chambers Honda. They have four locations in the greater New England area, greater Boston area, Boston, Burlington, Seekonk, and Westboro, Massachusetts. That is Chambers Honda. They have a great sale going on during Labor Day weekend, and all the franchises of Herb Chambers are open on Labor Day Monday. So if you're in the Northeast or anywhere in the country, people buy cars in Boston, they buy them in Seattle, they buy them wherever they buy them and get the best deal, and they get shipped all over our great country. I'm Marty Terrell. We're live in New York. We'll come back, though. Big D in Dallas has changed football-wise with the Cowboys. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking to the world of sports, Sports Overnight America, presented by Honda and Honda Motor Cars in New England. And Herb Chambers, obviously involved with the Asbury Group out of Georgia and dealerships all over the country. But Herb Chambers, son George, James Bulger, Westboro, Boston, Burlington, and Seekonk. There is a town in Massachusetts called Seekonk. I know it sounds like a video game, like Donkey Kong, but it's Seekonk. Let's get her in here. It's always nice. We had her back in, I think, July 23rd. She came on, and you hear her on Wednesdays. You hear her doing the sports shorts. It's Giovanna Scroggins. Giovanna Morty Terrell here in New York. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, it's thundering in Dallas right now, and I almost think it's kind of a little bit of a bad omen, if you will. I'm not sure.
Well, I know this. I figured I'd have you on tomorrow on a football Friday, but when the Micah Parsons trade came down, I'm like, well, I got her on speed dial, and lickety-split, there you were. But I figured I'd have you on Friday because, you know, we got a huge football game Saturday up in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, by the way, the Ohio State Buckeyes, defending national champions, hosting your Texas Longhorns and Arch Manning. So, but we'll take one step at a time. I got to imagine that this trade is not shocking. It still stings a little, but it's not shocking because on August 1st, Micah Parsons says, I hate to say it, but he has to be traded, and the Jerry Jones accommodated him today, including his general manager. So, what's the reaction? What's your feeling? And I don't think, I'm not saying you aren't shocked. I'm not shocked, but it is still kind of like, wow, he requested the trade and they accommodated him. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Marty. I am not shocked because I think what people seem to often forget, Jerry Jones is a sensitive man. And it's kind of funny because with this new Cowboys Netflix docuseries that's on Netflix right now, you kind of get an inside look of what Jerry Jones is like in terms of being the owner, the general manager, and the president of this organization that we call the Cowboys America's Team. When you watch that documentary, you get a lot of insights onto how he likes to run things. And he's a sensitive man. So for Micah to call him out personally on X or Twitter, if you will, and say, like, I want to be traded, all gloves were off from that very moment. And I think all options were on the table for Micah Parsons possibly not being a Cowboy anymore. His heart wasn't in it. And, you know, there was some backlash from him in the last preseason game with him lying on the bench, training bench or whatever, and people not liking him doing that and having bad behavior on the sidelines. The writing was on the walls, and I'm not sure. Jerry's done this before with star Cowboy players, if you will, and sometimes it works in his favor and sometimes it doesn't. So only time will tell for this Cowboys organization and for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, you know, I want to go back a ways, and quite a ways, and I don't know that you were born yet, but in 1989, I'm guessing, and I'm not going to ask your age because that would be rude. But in 1989, the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones, you know, carried out a blockbuster. Herschel Walker went to the Minnesota Vikings, and a whole bunch of draft picks and a whole bunch of things changed in Dallas because right after that 1989 trade, they won three Super Bowls. They're making a comparison to that trade. I don't know if I want to go that far. This is a big trade, and it's on the cusp of the start of the season. But, you know, I mean, listen, they got two first-round picks, 26 and 27, and I'm not suggesting the Cowboys will tank, but it does put them in an odd kind of juxtaposition now with those two valuable picks coming from the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons is no Herschel Walker, but it's interesting comparing that situation, and that's why I think that Cowboys Netflix documentary is such an insight onto what we're seeing history repeat itself a little bit with the Cowboys. Jerry is a complicated man. He's a businessman first, and that's exactly how he runs this franchise. When you look at Micah, giving him up for two first-round picks, and maybe the Cowboys trade up and get even a higher pick, I'm not sure exactly what exact number those picks are, but you know, you have people that I know the Cowboys are possibly eyeing, maybe like Arch Manning in the coming draft. So it's interesting. It's an interesting position to be in for this Cowboys team. And you know what? I am not completely opposed to it. I am not. Obviously, I would love Micah being a Dallas Cowboys, but I'm not opposed to this.
He wrote quite a stirring letter to the fan base, which is on the web. It's interesting. It's about four or five paragraphs long. It's really interesting. You know, this is the 12th overall pick in 2021 out of Penn State, man, and he has been a difference maker. He really and truly has. And I want to correct myself. Why would Dallas tank? They wouldn't. They're hoping Green Bay tanks so they get good picks. I had that backwards, which is no surprise. So I want to acknowledge my misstatement there that they're getting the Packers first-round picks in 26-27, not giving up that. How about the player they got in return? What are your thoughts about that? I mean, he's a good player. Martin's a good player, but he's not Micah Parsons, and nor would he be. That's why you command and get the two first-round picks. Give me a quick take on that.
I mean, listen, I don't think anybody is going to be like Micah Parsons. I don't think the guy that we got really mattered in this situation. What I'm looking at is now Mike is this highest non-paid QB value at $47 million. And it's interesting because he's over a lot of people that I wouldn't necessarily value him at. So I think the win for the Cowboys was definitely the picks. Doesn't matter who we got out of that. If he's a good player, great. He can be an addition to this defense. But it was definitely the picks and looking at the future for those Cowboys. Defense.
Yeah, Kenny Clark, by the way, three-time Pro Bowler and the two picks, 26 and 27. So the numbers are startling. They are startling. A four-year deal, $188 million, includes $120 fully vested and guaranteed at signing, $136 million more in total guarantees. This is and you just alluded to it, the highest non-quarterback contract. This is crazy, crazy money. So we shall see. I'll tell you right now, stepping away from Dallas for a moment, but that NFC North has just gotten really, really interesting, has it not? You have Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. I mean, they just moved a huge piece of chess in this game they're playing right now. Amazing. How about the NFC North real quick? All four teams. I mean, that's going to be a hell of a battle, I think. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to be an absolute dogfight when it comes to the championship and eventually the Super Bowl and getting into the playoffs. I am very excited to see it. It's going to make things interesting, but I'm not sure. I mean, Detroit is really high up there. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do under kind of new coaching when it comes to the Lions. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to watch. And of course you have the Commanders and Philadelphia out of the East. So
he's 26 years old. Micah Parsons is, you know, 5 years, he's 26 years old. I mean, if he stays healthy, we're talking easily playing until he's in his mid 30s. I mean, at 35, he should still have some tread left on the tire. Your thoughts about that, his longevity, projecting it. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, the tread should still be on the tire, but what we've seen on this Cowboys defense from Micah in the most recent seasons, I mean, initially he was, you know, missing training camp with some back soreness and things like that, and that back, I think, does play a very big pivotal role into how he operates on, you know, lining up for that on the defensive side of the ball. But it's going to be interesting because it's been a little bit of an injury problem for Mike, and I know he doesn't like that because the Cowboys have used that against him at some times, but it's a valid argument from the Cowboys organization to kind of say, hey, this is what we've kind of been dealing with lately. So his longevity, I'm interested to see how much he's got left in the tank, but with all that money, I mean, heck, he might as well be LeBron James and play in the league till he's 40.
It's interesting. Giovanna Scroggins, you recognize her voice, her melodious tones here on Sports Byline. All right, tell me about the fantasy impact of Micah Parsons. I mean, you're into fantasy football. I'm not. Dom is as well. Millions of people are. And, you know, we're heard globally on the American Forces Network. Our servicemen and women all draft fantasy team. Not all, but, you know, a lot of them do draft fantasy team. I mean, the Packers defense just moved up exponentially with this deal today.
Oh, for sure. And the Packers defense, mind you, wasn't already bad. I mean, they were ranked pretty much in the top five, and this Packers defense is already getting up and up and up. And 2024, they finished fifth in total defense, sixth in scoring defense. So this, they just got a shiny new toy, and it's going to be interesting for the fantasy value aspect because they're going to be really good on the other side of the ball for the Cowboys. I mean, their defensive scheme is going down. It's already been kind of going down under, you know, we had a new DC, and then now without Micah, and then obviously we had one of my favorite players, you know, Tank. He's not there anymore, obviously. So that whole scheme of how the Cowboys run their defense, we already had issues stopping the run and defending these phenomenal running backs that are coming up out of the league currently. So without Micah there, that only poses another problem for quarterback pressure and stopping the run. So it's going to be interesting for sure.
I know this isn't lost on you, Giovanna, but a week from right now, Dallas and Philly are going to line up in South Philadelphia to kick off the NFL season. So here we go. The defending Super Bowl champions getting the first crack at the Cowboys' newfangled look. Hey, I'm going to take an opportunity to do this. First of all, I love your show. You're doing great. I mean, you really are. You got a lot of energy. So just keep up the good work. You're really starting to evolve. How nervous are you about Saturday at 11 o'clock Dallas time? How nervous? Be honest. Here we go. Texas, Arch Manning, Ohio State, and Julian Sands. So I'm just saying, here we go with college football Saturday. What do you think?
I mean, here's the thing. Arch Manning is football royalty at this point. I mean, they are hyping this kid up. I think if he has a good season and plays decently well, he's easily a Heisman finalist just because of his name. But this game, yes, there's a lot of nerves, but it's exciting, man. I mean, we have a new system. I mean, for, you know, Texas, you have a new quarterback, a couple of new players going to step up to the plate. And then for the other team, you know, a lot of their players, you know, they have been drafted and they're now stepping up into bigger roles from in the NFL. So it's going to be interesting to see how that team shakes out and how they play. And I mean, the college football gods just gifted us with an amazing matchup to kick off this week of college football. Obviously, we saw, I'm pretty sure that game's still going on, but Boise State taking on South Florida, I believe, currently. So, I mean, it's just the football fall season. It's all exciting. I'm here for it, and I can't wait to see how things shape out.
You're the best, kiddo. Thank you. Go ahead and pump your inner Instagram. I saw your Instagram stuff. You got some stuff on there that is wild. Go ahead and hit it real quick.
Yes, make sure you go follow at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram, at Behind the Sports Show. Amazing content there, a lot of collaboration, and then also some insights on my takes on the sports world.
Fantastic. Giovanna, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. I listen to you often. Keep up the good work.
All right, you too, Marty. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. Giovanna Scroggins, just evolving. She had some broadcast experience before we inked her Tea Room Broadcasting, but I'll tell you what, she's really starting to evolve and jumps on here today, so great job out of her. All right, Brock Hines also has a great, and I mean, I want to hit this, he has a great Sports in 60 Times 2 previewing the World Cup, so check that out. All right, we're presented by Chambers, Herb Chambers, Honda, Seekonk, Westboro, Boston, and Burlington. Labor Day sale going on right now at Honda, nationwide and at Chambers in New England. Coming right back here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Broadcast.
Mm-hmm. special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Talk of the world of sports here down the home stretch. We go with a two-minute warning. You know, I mentioned this earlier on one of the updates throughout the day, and thank you, Dom, for doing all you do. It does a lot. I mean, I tell you, he is the far and away the best producer that I've ever been blessed with. I don't want to offend previous people who have augmented the shows that we've done over the years, but Dom is just outstanding and contributes as well. But yeah, Mikey Stadium, West Point, serving alcohol at home Army football games. No surprise. It's a money grab, folks. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. We're in the era of name, image, likeness. Now, I don't know how that works at the Naval Academy. I don't know how it works at West Point. I don't know how it works out in Colorado Springs at Air Force, the Coast Guard in Connecticut, a Division III school. I have no clue. I have no clue whether, you know, the you know, whether the service academies get involved with the recruiting and basically the free agency. My instinct, my gut tells me, well, they're enlisted in the Coast Guard. They're enlisted in the Air Force. They're in, or, you know, West Point, the Naval Academy, and obviously at West Point. So I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe we'll effort that down the road. All right, a little culture on the program. We got to stay cultured. Old Mary on Broadway tonight. We shall see. Ticket prices, which, you know, I tell you what, nobody knows how to price it like Broadway. When they get you sucked in and you want to see something, you're going to pay. But I have a limit. We have boundaries now. so we shall see. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job out of you. Scott Shea on Led Zeppelin. And a really, really great backstory on Jimmy Page and company. Excellent job out of him and Jake Holmes as well. And thanks to Giovanna Scroggins, Micah Parsons is the Green Bay Packer, no longer a Cowboy. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in here to Sports Overnight America. Adios.